How you guys doing today? Malik Jackson with the Jackson 5. And today we have a great guest, the AFC Player of the Week, Calais Campbell. How you doing, Calais?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Thank you for helping me get that award. I appreciate it, man.
Oh, say no more. Thank you for giving me that recognition. Now, we know you just got here. You know, what are some fun things that you like to do in Jacksonville on your free time?
Man, go bowling or just, you know, hang out with you guys, man, and, you know, build that team chemistry.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, we like to hang out together, talk about a lot of things. We understand, I know, you know, this past offseason, you know, you did a great thing by jumping a broom and getting married. You know, how's the married life, man? What you got? How is it? Tell me.
It ain't half bad, man. My wife's treating me good, you know, taking care of me, cooking me good breakfasts and dinners, man. I can get used to this.
Must be nice. I need help finding one. Ladies, if you can, email me. Email the show and please give me some love. I need some help. And now, like we said earlier, you know, you were the AFC Player of the Week. What does that mean to you? And is this the first time you've got that award?
No, I've had it a couple times for defense, a couple times for special teams, blocking kicks, you know. But really, it's a team reward. You know, you have to win the game in order to get it. And then, like, the way our secondary played, the way the pocket was collapsed from, you know, the other guys on the D-line, you know, I mean, it's always nice getting, you know, accolades, but it really is a team award.
Yeah. Now, we talk about this a lot, you know, and you had 4 sacks last game. And every time you did your same celebration, can you show us and tell us where the inspiration for that celebration came about?
Yeah, you know, when I was a kid, so when I first got to the NFL, I was trying to figure out what am I going to do. You know, I want to celebrate. I want to do something cool. What am I going to do? I couldn't think of nothing great. So, and I went back to just the childhood days, and Neil Smith only played for the Broncos for a couple of years, but when he did, they were, you know, playing really good football, and I was a really big fan, and so he used to do the baseball swing. So that's just a tribute to the guys that made me love the game.
Okay, that's awesome, man. You know, that's awesome. Great to see when you did it 4 times. It must be nice, you know. Now, this is our first home game, you know, and we just want to know how do you feel about being the first game, and what are you looking forward to? What are you expecting?
Just a lot of energy in the crowd. You know, I really can't wait to go out there and see how the home crowd goes. You know, these guys, you know, that Florida football, they're a lot, very passionate, you know, and I know Duval County is the most passionate, so I'm excited to go out there and try to give them a win.
Now, this is a special question. I didn't have this written down. You know, I throw the card out. You know, it's a great team coming, playing the Florida Gators Duke, the Tennessee Vols. I don't know if you can recognize that. And I'm sorry, my friend went away. We got our Gator friend here. Who do you have winning the game this weekend, Tennessee or Florida?
Yeah, I'm definitely going with Tennessee. I saw the way Tennessee played. I saw the way Florida played. And you know, no offense to all the Florida fans. You know, I mean, I would like to see them do well. But, you know, I think Tennessee got this one.
And that's coming from a man that played football in the ACC. You know there's no good football in the ACC. Thank you for your pick. Thank you from Malik for the Jackson 5 today. We had a great time. Can't wait to see you guys next time.